a party to. There's a less celebrated time, soon after Golden Week, just after. The cherry blossoms release their raw blooms when the petals crinkle and drop, or perhaps are pushed by the leaves behind them, creating a May snow. I'm walking behind a trio, teasing one of their member, laughing up to the traffic lights, to the island between Broadway and Main, with the aforementioned trees. And as we cross onto this brick-pathed haven from traffic, the ribbed one reaches up to brush his knuckles against the arcing blossom branch, knocking loose petals to fall around me like confetti, as if I had done something to deserve this small celebration. And he said, let me tell you. But a japer squeals a laugh like a balloon being let out, its mouth squeezed. Let me tell you, repeats. And my knee response is to be on his side, because I know how being so chop-busted can leave me eye sore, chest hurt, so far from. But her laughter reminds me when I've knee-slapped and told jokes over other voices, throwing more pennies than their dimes, only to hide. Yet to be that third member, unspeaking, looking at the petal, mash, ground in the lines between the bricks as we all step off the island toward the chirruping cross sign. They turn, and the diminishing noise of their procession left me, hearing my own breath.